This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Walt Lindela in the studio here, and joining me in the studio right now is Diana Oman and Colleen O'Hara. Diana is the author and Colleen is the illustrator of a new book out called My Heart Smiles. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
This is very exciting. We talked a little bit here before we got going into the segment here on the air, but Diana, you're the author, so let's start there. And of course, with the illustrations, Colleen, jump in. You know, you guys are both so excited about this project. Let's tell us a little bit of, first of all, what is the book?
Okay. My Heart Smiles is a new kind of ABC book. It's positive, uplifting. It's all about feeling, and it's for the kid in all of us.
I like that. And lots of color, lots of excitement. And Colleen, you put that to, you sort of pen to paper, and that's what we ended up with, right?
I did. It was interesting. Diana came to me about 3.5 years ago with the idea. And it was more of an affirmation book at that time. I am awesome. I am. And then last spring, she changed the content to When I Feel. Okay. And when she put When I Feel Awesome, the drawings changed. All of a sudden, they had action. They had excitement. They had movement.
But this is an ABC book, a book of ABCs. How did that all come together?
It came from a simple process, a simple ABC process to help me to feel good before I went to sleep. Okay. So I simply would think of an A word that felt good to me, like appreciation, take a breath, B, beauty, C, and just
and
like
so
right
on
and so on.
Yep.
And I would fall asleep doing that process.
Instead of counting sheep, counting affirmations.
Yes.
You find that you
don't even get through the alphabet because it does feel good. And then I found out that I started to wake up doing that process before I even opened my eyes. And so it was just a one word process, and I did it as just my daily practice to feel good.
I find this very interesting that with the idea of it being an ABCs book, I think a lot of people would make the leap that it's, you know, it's for kids. And of course it is for kids, but you said it right off the bat, it's for all ages, isn't it?
It is. It's an affirmation book, but you're going to love reading it also. And that is the response we're getting, is that kids are loving it, but the parents are loving it too. You know, they want to be read too, and you want to have a book you enjoy reading. And so
you mentioned about 3.5 years ago, you started having conversations on this.
Yes.
Now the book is here and has been published and created. Took a little while to get there, but it did. But you really also had a lot of folks step up and help. Tell me a little bit about how it all came to be.
Yes, we had a Kickstarter. It's an online fundraising program.
Mm-hmm.
And our target goal was $16,000. And with Kickstarter, you have to make your goal or nobody's credit cards get charged.
All or nothing.
It's all or nothing, exactly. And so, yes, we had 30 days to raise $16,000, and we raised $16,141.
And the book is here.
So that's
got to feel pretty good. I always like to ask authors this in particular, because as someone who's been involved in some creative endeavors that take time, and you finally get to hold it in your hand when it's done. Tell me what that was like.
Oh my gosh. I still just hold it.
Yep.
And kind of rub my hand on the cover.
It's actually physically here.
Oh my gosh, it's physically here.
And as for you as the illustrator, Colleen, just to see your work in a book of this, knowing the story behind it and the magnitude of it, it's probably very enjoyable.
Yes, I have written this, my second third illustrated book, but my second children's book. I also wrote a book, The Butterfly Woman, about 10 years ago, and I also illustrated it and self-published. So I had already been down the road once.
Mm-hmm.
So I could guide Diana through this minefield of self-publishing.
Yeah, I'm sure really, it is.
But really, it cut a lot of corners, and it took a lot of trust on Diana's part to allow me to guide her through this.
And I know I looked through the credits a little bit. You worked with Globe Printing
and
on
Stacey
it.
And Stacey Willey. This would not... Tyler Titchler as our editor.
Absolutely.
Stacey Willey really steered the ship on a lot of this as far as our print coordinator, which is a massive job in itself. We used to go in to Globe after hours and bring dinner. We'd sit and have dinner, and then we'd work till about 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And so it was an incredible experience.
We continue in the studio with Diana Oman, the author, and Colleen O'Hara, the illustrator of My Heart Smiles, a new book that is out that carries a very good message of affirmation. It's also got a little bit of educational component with the ABCs factor. Yeah. I like that.
Not just for Apple anymore.
Yeah, it's just, it's there. It's there for learning for all ages. But one thing you want to also mention is that this week you've got a special celebration and a thank you coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's happening, when and where.
Well, yes, we do. Wednesday night at the Peter White Public Library, 7 to 8:30 p.m., we're having an evening with My Heart Smiles. It's an, a Kickstarter appreciation party for all of those who supported us. And also just a big thank you shout out to the community for being there for us, and everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm. And everyone, it's a book release. There'll be a reading, yes, and signing. We also have a raffle for anybody comes. We're going to give away our first signed poster of Awesome, and I feel awesome. I adore my life.
See, that's, I appreciate everything.
This is right up Mike's alley because he's always so chipper and happy. And I got to tell you,
he's smiling.
He must have been some sort of, you know, secret, you know, consultant on this book or something.
But the
thought is there. So it's again, when and where? Peter White Public Library?
Yes, in Marquette, 7 to 8:30
in the community room.
In the community room.
And there'll be lots of chocolate.
That's what I hear.
Worth
checking
out. Lots of good desserts.
You know, and you'll be doing a little bit of reading from it and whatnot. For folks that want to find out more, maybe they can't make it to the event, but they want to place an order, or at least find out a little bit more about it, how can they do that?
They can contact us on our website at www.myheartsmiles.net.
And it's also available at the Children's Museum, Snowbound Books, Northern's bookstore right now. So if you want to buy it locally, also Globe Printing, and soon at The Good Earth in Ishpeming.
And Wednesday evening, too, if people are
and
so
Wednesday
inclined.
Evening, yes, and we do have a square, so we can take checks, credit card, cash.
Great. You're all set. You're a multi-format.
We are moving fast.
This has actually been a fantastic project to hear about this morning. I have to congratulate both of you.
Thank you.
An easy thing to do, but you're bringing a good message to the world, and that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you coming in this morning to let folks know about it. And again, Wednesday, when and where?
Wednesday, Peter White Public Library in Marquette, 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, everyone's welcome. It's not just for people who helped with Kickstarter. It's for the public. It's to come, and it's a great evening for kids.
Bring
You're
the kids.
Gonna love
yep,
it.
Enjoy
yeah,
it.
Very.
The new book is called My Heart Smiles. You can find out more at myheartsmiles.net. Diana Oman with us this morning, and Colleen O'Hara, the author and illustrators, and joining us this morning. So thank you for your time. Good luck with it, and keep us posted as to how it's going when you're doing other events.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.